Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're going to chant these four of them, so we'll just chant them all through here. And chant them with me. Shayanam Shia Utsangehi. Padavaksha Shyatadaya. Where are we? What, am I in the right chapter? Okay, we're in the 10th canon. It's part of the Srimad Bhagavatam on the Vedic literature. And we're on chapter 89, verses 8, 9, 10, and 11. Planet Earth, 2016. Okay. So, I'll just read the English, then we'll do the other Sanskrit. Bhrigu Muni is, okay, you got it there. Sayanam Shriya Utsange Padabhakshasyata Daya Tata Uttaya Bhagavan Sahalakshmya Shatangati Svattal Padabharu Yatta Nanama Shirasamani Ahate Sagatang Brahman Nishidatra Sanikshanam Ujantam Agatam Va Ajanatam Agatam Va Chantumarhatana Prabho. So this says, translation, he went up to the Supreme Lord who was lying with his head on the lap of his consort Shri, and kicked him on the chest. The Lord then rose along with the goddess Lakshmi as a sign of respect. Coming down from his bedstead, that supreme goal of all pure devotees bowed his head to the floor before the sage and told him, "Welcome, Brahmana. Please sit in this chair and rest a while. Kindly forgive us, dear master, for not noticing your arrival." Okay. Purport. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, at the time of this pastime, Bhrigu Muni had not yet become a pure Vaishnava. Otherwise, he would not have acted so rashly toward the Supreme Lord. Not only was Lord Vishnu taking rest, but he was lying with his head on his wife's lap. Were Bhrigu to strike him in this position, and not with his hand, but with his foot, was worse than any other offense Bhrigu could have imagined. Srila Prabhupada comments, of course, Lord Vishnu is all merciful. He did not become angry at the activities of Bhrigu Muni because Bhrigu Muni was a great Brahmana. A Brahmana is to be excused even if he sometimes commits an offense. And Lord Vishnu set the example. Yet it is said that from the time of this incident, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, has not been favorably disposed toward the Brahmanas. Therefore, because the goddess of fortune withholds her benediction from them, the Brahmanas are generally very poor. All right. 10 and 11. Punihi saha lokamam lokapalam chamagatam padodakena bhavatas tirtanam tirtakarina Adyaham Bhagavalakshmya Asamekanta Bhajanam Vatsatya Rasi Me Bhutir Bhavatpada Zanghasa. Please purify me, my realm, and the realms of the universal rulers devoted to me by giving us the water that has washed your feet. This holy water is indeed what makes all places of pilgrimage sacred. Today, my Lord, I have become the exclusive shelter of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. She will consent to reside in my chest because your foot has rid it of sins. Purport. Continuing his comments, Srila Prabhupada states, the so-called Brahmanas of the Kali Yuga are sometimes very proud that they can touch the chest of Lord Vishnu with their feet. But when Bhrigu Muni touched the chest of Lord Vishnu with his feet, it was different because although it was the greatest offense, Lord Vishnu being greatly magnanimous, did not take it very seriously. Some editions of the Srimad Bhagavatam contain the following verse between texts 11 and 12. And Srila Prabhupada also includes it in Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his summary study of the 10th canon. Ativa kamalotata charanau te mahamune ityukbhavi pracharanau madayam svenapanina. The Lord said to the Brahmana, Bhrigu Muni, my dear sir, O great sage, your feet are indeed very tender. Saying this, Lord Vishnu began massaging the Brahmana's feet with his own hand. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. So, they're testing the various great personalities. And here's the proof who is supreme, Lord Vishnu. Vishnu Samasta Agama. There's one verse quoted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Characharasya, moving and moving, that all the living entities are bewildered as to who is supreme at various times. There are many shastras that conflict. Shamyas shastra devadaya. Amandodaya. There's one verse that describes all the arguments of the shastras, devadaya. They're dissipated by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His mercy is so sweet. Dissipates all ignorance. Those following in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for hundreds of years, they didn't accept Brahman threat even. But still, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta established the Brahminical status because in many places in the Shastra, this is emphasized, the superiority of the Brahmanas. Rishabhdev in the fifth canto, he describes so many living entities coming from moving, non-moving, non-moving, moving, and various categories. Finally, he says, the Brahmanas tulaya bhutamanyat. I don't see anyone. Pashami vipra. Anya too. He said, I don't see anyone, Pashyami, who is equal to the Brahmanas. So the Brahmanas are given great respect, and we see why here Lord Vishnu is giving. The four Kumaras, they were given great respect. Vishnu, when they came to Vaikuntha and were offended by Jai Vijay, then Lord Narayan came and said, I would lop off my arm if there's some offense to my devotees. So he favors the devotees. Sadavo hideyam mahyam. They're within the heart. And so he's kicking. And he was not yet a pure Vaishnava at this time. But Vishwanath and other acharyas, of course, they emphasize that this is a lila pastime. Becoming pure. Now Lord Vishnu is considering himself also pure. That all the sins have gone from we can't imagine this that he's saying like that, but he's saying like that. In the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also he's saying, Prema Gandos Deep Tarati Me, I don't have a scent of love of God. He's the source of everything, but he's saying like that. I don't have a scent. Morka to me. My Guru Maharaj called me a fool. Mahaprabhu is speaking always very humbly. So the devotee, the Lord is described in this way as Shuddhashattva. He's in the Vaikuntha world, he's in the Shuddhashattva platform. And in order to approach him, we have to become purified. Now, there's ordinary brahmanas, there's brahmanas. Still, the brahmanas are given respect. Even this Aswatthama, he was a brahmana, and he actually killed the sleeping sons of the Pandavas. And even he was called a Brahma Bandhu, but still, Draupadi was saying, let him go, let him go. Muchatam, muchatam. Even after her own sons were killed, she was giving such respect to Aswatthama as the son of the teacher. And she said, let him go, let him go. And we know that Bhima wanted to do? Kill him, finish him, cut his head. And Arjuna also, and Lord Vishnu, he had to take four arms to keep all of them at bay. So the brahmanas should always be respected, even if these offenders were the state of youth. Prabhupada came to the West with the idea to bring everyone to the platform of prema, bhava, prema. But still, he wanted to do that, establish some sort of varnashram system with the brahmanas. He gave the brahman bread just like his Guru Maharaj had given brahman bread. You find that there are some erstwhile, perhaps very advanced bhaktas still, but they don't accept this system of giving brahminical initiation. They're also Gaudiya Vaishnava. But we follow strictly that one must come to this platform, not cheaply discard what had been established by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta and his followers, especially Srila Prabhupada, giving the Brahman thread. And when Prabhupada gave Brahman thread also, he said, I know I was in a room with him, and he said, Brahminical status means to reduce eating and sleeping to nil. And he was describing six Goswamis in Calcutta in the room and saying how he only ate one little piece of. So I had to say something. I said, well, Prabhupada, we don't follow that so strictly. But he kind of ignored that, what I said, but he was pushing that. Brahminical platform means to reduce eating and sleeping to nil. So nil, you can find the definition. Nil means nil. There's nothing. So, and we just heard the pastime that Mukhi was reading, Prabhupada saying how this is this Anamoya stage. But prasadam, this is dovetailing. We're taking so much prasadam to get to the brahminical platform. Or we can take the quick way and actually reduce the intensity, which is very difficult if one doesn't take full shelter, namashraya, of the holy name. Krishna shananavida kirtaneshu tannama sankirtanam eva muktyam tat prema sampad janane swayambrik. The Sanatana Goswami is describing that the holy name actually gives prema. Tat prema sampad is born. Prema is born from shelter of the holy name. Krishna shananavida kirtaneshu kirtan. We don't have to make separate endeavor to do anything. Premaso yangcha sangyabhav, shuddha shatva visheshatma. To come to the shuddha shatva platform, we have to come to the shuddha shatva platform. We heard these verses previously last week, 2 weeks ago, Gunaya, about the gunas, how Lord Vishnu is beyond the gunas and Shiva. So again, it's being emphasized in the same way that Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, their responses. And there's so many prayers in the Bhagavatam by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva also. The instructions, the fourth canto, what to do to the pachetas. He's telling them, you worship Lord Vishnu. I am worshiping Lord Vishnu. And Lord Shiva says also in fourth canto, hedhoksajo me namasabhiyate. He has, Lord Vishnu is adhoksaja, beyond the understanding. Atakshi Krishna namadina bhavidgrayam. Our mundane senses will not be able to grasp. So, even that guy in the whatever board they have there, commission, county commissioners, by taking prasadam, his senses become purified, at least to the point where we can understand, yes, they're doing so much good. Actually, their real reservation is that everyone will want to do it. Now, if you give you guys permission, no one's ever done this in our Alachua County. Very elevated thing. So, Prabhupada says, without following this Brahminical culture, it is a condemned civilization. Brahminical culture means cows. Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya, Jagat Hitaya Krishna. Krishna is very fond of the Brahmanas and the cows, protecting the cows. If you see the transcendental cows, you can go to Chaitya Guru's place sometime. The cows come over voluntarily to get milk. They don't kick, make a big fuss. He's very, he tends to the cows very nicely. So this is a taste of the Brahminical culture. Purely spiritual. And so this is what we're striving for in ISKCON. Prabhupada said, we're not after creating sudras. Interestingly enough, Ramananda Roy, practically the most elevated person, he's Vishakha incarnation, embodiment, on one level. Also, he's Arjuna on another level, son of Bhavananda Roy. He is on, Lord Chaitanya was going, looking for him. He found him by the so-called recommendation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Today is his disappearance of Ramananda Roy. Anyone who hasn't, of course, we have people who always knew or haven't read the Ramananda Samvad, conversation of Chaitanya. We did that just recently within this last year. Long chapter, 300, or maybe even almost 400 verses in the 8th chapter, Madhyalila, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So first, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he was traveling, wandering at his own will throughout South India. But still he heard, he doesn't need to hear, but he heard from Sarvabhauma. Because Sarvabhauma had been kind of like a Brahmavadi instructor, guru. But he knew somehow that he was good friends with Ramananda Roy. And so he knew that Ramananda Roy was very, very elevated, quite. But he said, you will be very interested to meet with Ramananda Roy when you go. You should go to Godavari there and meet with him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got to the Godavari River and in the morning time. And there was a big parade every morning. Ramananda Roy was actually the viceroy under King Prataparudra of that sector, both sides of the river Godavari. Although born a Shudra, he was like a Kayasta, means he's administrator, not an ordinary Shudra. But still, they're very caste conscious. He was respected as king. And so he was traveling on a palanquin being carried and always surrounded by 1,000 men, many, many brahmanas, musicians, elephants, horses, 1,000 men. You know, if you have 1,000 men here in Alachua at a festival, it's quite a show. So he's coming like that on a daily basis to the river. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there to find him, and he found him. And Ramananda Roy, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him, he was chasing him with his mind. He wanted to immediately embrace Ramananda Roy, his most intimate servant. But he didn't. He simply sat there. He took one bath and he sat on the other side of the river. He was chanting his prayers, his whatever. Mahaprabhu was chanting. We would like to hear him chanting sometime. So today's the day also that we feel great separation from such personality. Now he's not mentioned in the song, doesn't mean that we're not thinking of Ramananda Roy. We're thinking Narottam Das couldn't include, if he wanted, he could include, but Swarup Damodar, he's saying, where are they? Kaha Sanatan, Kaha Swarup Rupa, Kaha Sanatan Raghunath. He's feeling great separation. So on a day like today especially, we're feeling that separation of Ramananda Roy. And so it's very clear, concise, instructive that Mahaprabhu, he himself took instructions from a person not born a Brahmana, rather born a Sudra. Jai Krishna Tattva Veta Shai Guru. That person who knows the science of Krishna, we take instruction. Not only we take, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking big instruction. Five main conversations, or in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Ramananda Sambhav, that's the important one also, one of them, Rupa, Sanatan, and who else? Sarvabhauma, Prakashananda, five. So they're very, Prabhupada put out one special book, Ramananda Sambhav, even before he came to the West, he wrote it. Then later it was discovered by Jagadguru Swami, and he also printed it. It's pretty close to what we have in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Also, he thought it very important, that conversation with Prakashananda, that's another thing. He put that out, Adi 7, Maja 7, Amaja 8, Adi 7. Important things. Chaitanya, in the TLC, we get the other rest of the summary. I was always emphasizing, we never tire. And some of those things that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking him, so many questions. First of all, there were as many brahmanas, that's a fact. When Mahaprabhu was, Ramananda Roy came and he embraced Mahaprabhu in front of all these 1,000 people. And when they saw what was going on, they were bewildered, but they were also ecstatic. It always says that they were bahiranga, external brahmanas. Everyone, they're not intimate antaranga associates of Mahaprabhu. Or they understood that Ramananda Roy was a Mahapandit somehow or other, even though they were thinking he's Sudra, but they had great respect because he was. They had to superficially keep some idea in their mind that he's Sudra or something. At the same time, they knew he was Mahapandit. They couldn't understand it. And when he embraced Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were showing all the Asta Satika Bhav symptoms, like stunned and tears and shaking. And then they were thinking, both of them were thinking, just like in this pastime of Lakshmi. Lakshmi didn't become angry when Vishnu was offended. No, because she was on the same page, as we say. She could get angry while you're doing stepping on. But the pure devotees who are in the Shuddha Shatva stage, sometimes she's considered like that, or else why is she with Vishnu? Then they want to satisfy the Lord in the same way. So the same that Ramananda Roy, he understood the Lord's mind completely, so the Lord didn't want to exhibit all these symptoms. I mean, they were almost about to faint, basically. Just short of fainting in ecstasy. But then it says they became sane. Or they became, many times it says, Prabhupada used the word patient. They became patient. We have to become patient just to achieve a little bit of Krishna consciousness. Utsaha Nishchad, Guru Shakti was quoting that last night. Darya, to become patient. Very nice, he was talking. Enthusiastic, but patient also. We can't immediately think that, oh, I'll achieve prema, bhava, prema. No, but there, we can see it's coming. Or we know that so many have achieved it. So, Ramananda Roy became patient, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then later they spoke, Mahaprabhu showed his form as Radha Krishna. It's on the cover of the book. There's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Ramananda, don't talk about this too much. He didn't threaten. Sometimes he says, you'll be destroyed. He told one Brahmin in Navadvipa. He appeared as Gopal different times. Don't talk about this, because this will short-circuit Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. But here he told them also, don't mention to anybody. So Ramananda Roy was immediately, it was arranged that he would quit his job, his 9-to-5, as the king of that area, as a governor. He was a governor. And he would meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at a certain point, until Mahaprabhu went on his tour, and they met in Jagannath Puri later. It's not that clear how the time frame. But sometime later they met, and Prataparudra understood everything King Prataparudra. So Ramananda Roy had no problem with finances. Everything was taken care of. So in the long conversation with Lord Chaitanya, Ramananda Roy, he always was expressing that he felt like he was a stringed instrument being played by the Lord, that answering so many, Mahaprabhu was asking so many questions. He was answering. In the beginning, he gave one verse. What was that verse? That Varnashama Charavata Purushena Parapuma Vishnu Rajate Pung Nanya Tatosha Karnam. There's no other way to satisfy the Lord except by the Varnashram, which is true to a certain degree. But Lord Chaitanya said, Ihabai. Go on, Agika. Go on further. That is a very external thing. We don't care for that too much. So that also means the Brahminical culture, or not Brahminical culture, but at least this superficial idea of caste system and like that. It is due to the corruption of the Brahmanas that now we have this whole mess, India. Number one exporter of leather to the world, or, you know. Anyway. So without the direction of the pure Brahmanas, Prabhupada wanted to create this atmosphere. Brahminical culture means sattva-gun. That means tadara-jastamo-bhava-kamala-vas-chete-tadana-vidam stitvam sattva prasid. One has to be established in stitvam sattva, in this mode, to become a Brahmana. Not just the thread, and those symptoms are given also in the 12th canto of the Bhagavatam. That if one gets a thread, sutra, I forget the sloka, one will think he's a Brahmana. Prabhupada described so many times. I have seen, they're pushing tela, means a big cart, a huge cart full of some anything, hay or other heavy stuff. And tela wala is wearing Brahmana tradition. This is not the business of a Brahmana. Brahmana is not a sudra. He cannot become like a dog. Sudrasyapi. Also, the sudra can become like Ramananda Roy, or he can become an ordinary sudra. A Brahmana can become. When the Brahmanas were invited for installation ceremony in Vrindavan for Krishna Balaram, Radha Krishna, Radha Shyam, Govind time, Prabhupada was not caring too much for these Brahmanas. In fact, he did it to satisfy the local people. Well, we have our Brahmana. This is not our Brahmana, but we hired some professional, what you consider a Brahmana. I remember going in, down to Loy Bazaar, and I saw those Brahmanas. They were just drinking tea. I don't know if they're smoking weed, I won't say, but they were in the tea stall drinking tea. Do that. That's a common thing. But later, they proposed that they should be hired permanently as Brahmanas. What did Prabhupada say? No, very heavy thing. You simply tell them they are dogs. He didn't like the idea of hired Brahmanas, obviously. So, but without the direction of the actual Brahmanas, Prabhupada wanted to create. In Prabhupada's room in 1974, Krishna Balaram Mandir was not finished, but his room was more or less finished. So we were sitting, he was chanting the Sad Goswami Astakam, Prabhupada. So he implored that all of you must become like Sid Goswami, especially the leaders of this temple. So that's, Prabhupada always gave way high thing that you have to aspire many, many millions of lifetimes. Who could imagine that the leaders of our Krishna Balaram Mandir will become like Rupa, Sanatana, Raghunatha, Gopala. You can think like that, or you can think, Prabhupada asked me to do it. So the aspiration has to be there. One of Prabhupada's dear godbrothers, B.V. Puri Maharaj, he was in a video you can see. This reminded me of that. He was crying. very ecstatic. But so Siddhanta asked him, Maharaj, what do you think of the idea that nowadays anybody can become a disciple of Prabhupada by some initiation, although he's not here? So he said, that is not a way to think. He said, this is not a Vaishnav way. Vaishnav means he's feeling the separation. Separation. This is usually my favorite time to chant that Jaya Nilo Premadana. But it's very intense separation. Prabhupada said about Jayananda, we heard the other day, I'm feeling your intense separation. Didn't he say? Yes. And that's his disciple. So this is the mood of the Vaishnava, always humble. Vishnu is very humble. Now the mountain, the sins in my heart are gone due to your touch of the Brahmanas. And he says that. What is that verse? Puyeye in the 11th canto, Krishna says, I am purifying the three worlds. You know that verse. Where he says, with the dust of the devotee's feet, the brahmanas. Well, devotee should be brahmana. Sometimes they don't act as brahmana, but we want to. Puye, ye, what's the beginning of that book? I forgot it also. Can't think of it. If he can't think, I definitely can't think of it. But so in that verse, Krishna is directly telling Uddhava that he's purifying the worlds with the three worlds with the dust of the devotees. And the devotees should be beyond the brahmana, but at least the brahmana. So sometimes we conflate the two situations. So if one is simply a brahmana, that's nice. There's no harm. There's so many degrees of brahmanas are given there. This type of brahmana. And finally, Prabhupada describes a Veda Paraga. Someone who is not only understood all the Vedas, there's different brahmanas, some have read the Veda, read all the Vedas, Chatur Vedi, Tri Vedi, Dvi Vedi. So many type of brahmanas are there. And he says, one who has gone all the way to the other side of the Vedas, Veda Paraga, and he can destroy all doubts, Mahabhagavat. So he's beyond the ordinary brahmana. Prabhupada showed the example. What is a brahmana? He was invoking the prayers, evam jananda patitam prabhavahi kupe. I've fallen, Prahlad Maharaj says, fallen in a well of serpents, snakes. Kama abhikama manaya prapitam prasanga. Bad association, one thing after another. Prahlad Maharaj was saying, he's 5 years old. We don't know how much bad association Narad Muni heard in the womb, but he's speaking like that. And Prabhupada is speaking like that. Prabhupada didn't take bad association. He was giving perfect association, but he's speaking always very humbly. Perhaps I will be able to go back to Godhead if one of my disciples becomes pure and I can take his feet. And said in reference, just like that, Dhruva Maharaj's mother, Suniti, she was on another airplane. Although she was the guru, but she was going back to Vaikuntha because of Dhruva Maharaj. So Lord Vishnu was taking this humble position, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking the humble position, instructions from Ramananda. You can read every day. There's so much to read of it. So Prabhupada stressed we want brahminical culture and not this hammer and sickle. Prabhupada said, what is that symbol? The communist flag? Hammer and sickle, simply working. No, working is good. Work now, samadhi later. But what kind of work? Not simply ordinary work. Hare Bol. Is it still on?
Yeah.
All right. Any comments, questions? Mike, the other mic.
So we
find they what?
They would, you know, there would be
any tax consultants,
lawyers, or farmers, or woodcutters, or whatever. So how would you?
But brahmanas like Drona, Acharya, they also take up military art.
Well, but that's a different situation. It's stated that within the strict Varnashram system, it's stated that in hardship, a brahmana can take the work of a chakshu, but not the other work. But I mean, we find within our society, the brahmanas take up all types of work.
Naham vipro nacha narapatir napi vaisha na shudra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given a verse that we chant every day. Bhuta shudhi, to purify ourselves. And he's saying, Naham Vipra, Natcha Narapati. I am not a Vipra, the Brahman means a Brahmana. Narapatir means a leader of the humans. That's a Chatranam. Vipra, Natcha Narapatir, Napi Vaisha, Nashudra. None of these things. What are you then? Gopi Bhartha Pata Kamalayam. So whatever we're doing, yet Karoshi, whatever you do, Krishna says, doesn't matter. You offer it. It depends on the mentality. So, in fact, there are different things. Just like when Prabhupada came to New Vrindavan first time, they're acting like Vaishyas, right? So Kirtananda told me himself. So he was on the tractor. There was some type of old tractor they had, and milking cow. Prabhupada saw him, but he was wearing overalls. And Prabhupada said, okay, you can milk cow and you can go on tractor. Never take off your sannyas. Wow. Prabhupada was predicting something, but sannyas clothes, always. And also in Tripura, took sannyas, Prabhupada told them, you can go to the airport, but don't dress like an ordinary person, dress like that. Sannyas.
What I'm thinking too, that Vaishnavism, the Vaishnavas, they're above the Varnashram system. So even though one is given the Brahminical trail and classified as a Brahmana, but because he is a devotee of Krishna, he is a Vaishnava, then it doesn't matter. He could do anything for him.
Kuladi Vichar. What is that shloka? It says, Nahi Jati. Kuladi Vichar. That one who thinks that the Vaishnava is in some special, some family, like, or jati, then his mentality is hellish. So yeah, that's the basic. Vaishnava can do anything. At the same time, if you see many times, like for instance, in Sixth Canto, where the Yamaduta and Vishnuduta's conversation, the Yamadutas, they knew plenty, but the Vishnu Dutas, they knew, and Prabhupada's stressing there that if someone comes to argue or discuss, just like we used to hear, one of the qualifications of the Madhyamadikari is that he doesn't know. So other times we hear he does know Shastra, but in sometimes, in one definition there in the CC, that he's not clear on all the Shastras, then this is only the Mahabhagavat is sharp on all, but Prabhupada wanted everyone to be very clear on the Shastra, just like a lawyer, you can present. So one has to, it's difficult to convince. Sometimes you can convince without that, it's no problem. But it's easier if you know Shastra logic than to convince others. Otherwise, people can, a simple lady, no question, they're on the transcendental plane. That's like a lady who used to live in a little doorway in Radhadamara. I used to see during Prabhupada's time. He was simply getting water. I mean, she's not expert. They're Vaishnavas. Maybe can't even read. That one Brahman was reading Bhagavad Gita, Lord Chaitanya embraced him. You are the real knower of Bhagavad Gita. Although he didn't know much Sanskrit, he was trying to read, and other Brahmanas were joking, laughing. Oh, Brahman, what are you reading? They knew him from, who knows, from their whole life, probably. But Lord Chaitanya thought, oh, look, he's crying. He's reading Bhagavad Gita. So that Brahman realization is different than something. This is something beyond. Vidyamika's got a... Oh, that lady.
Thank you, Krishna. On this question of, you know, Brahmanas doing other vocations, I've heard His Holiness Veer Krishna Goswami Maharaj, when he was, His Holiness was a new Taliban, saying that we are very mixed up in this age of Kali, that a Brahmana can have mixed qualities, similarly a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or a Shudra. And he said, Brahmana can be Brahmana Brahmana, Brahmana Kshatriya, Brahmana Vaishya, Brahmana Shudra. And he went through all the combinations, like Kshatriya can be Kshatriya, 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 Brahmana, like that. So we are all very mixed in this age of Kali. Sometimes the mode of passion is predominant, sometimes, you know, ignorance and goodness, and so depending on our family and our samskaras, we can exhibit different qualities. But as you very correctly said, that I'm ultimately simply a servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of the gopis. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
And Prabhupada would sometimes show us some basic things like just washing the floor properly. But it doesn't mean I'm simply floor washer. Even when they took a picture of Prabhupada playing Madanga, they wanted to put it on the cover of a book, and Prabhupada said, no, that's not good, that they'll think I'm simply a Madanga player. But Prabhupada, no one could play better Madanga than Prabhupada. Still, he didn't want this, you know, some special thing. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also used to follow that when he came to a devotee's house, if they weren't a Brahmin, they used to purchase the prasadam from Jagannath Temple. And if some of them were a Brahmin, they could invite Mahaprabhu, and they would cook Sadhu Boma or others. So he used to follow that also. And Krishna himself has said so many times, we're reading here in the 10th canto, nobody knows, is he a coward boy, is he a Kshatriya, or sometimes he acts like Brahmana. So the devotees had that thing. Mike? Oh, you got the mic. It might be on. There's a light at the bottom.
So communism was created by demons.
By who?
Demons?
Yeah.
So it's definitely not Krishna's plan.
It's system. Not, but Prabhupada instructed, like the first devotee who used to get instructions from Prabhupada, Dwarkesh, Hungarian devotee, who died in 1993, he was a very ecstatic person, but Prabhupada wrote him several letters saying, you tell them, we're also communists. In the introduction to the Isha Upanishad, Prabhupada mentions that we have God-centered communism. So, you know, we don't say we're not communists. You just add Krishna. Now, they have added Lenin or Stalin or whatever idiot. But another hand here. Who's got the mic? Oh, he's next. He's gone.
Not exactly on the subject, but you mentioned Sarva Bhauma Bhattacharya. And I was just reading the other day in Chaitanya that he was the topmost follower of Shankaracharya's teaching. What was his interest in Jagannath Temple? I always wonder about that.
Jagannath Puri is one of the four places where the Shankarites have their mosque.
Have it yet. But go away. But why was he interested in going to the temple in the Mayapur?
They weren't that hardcore, what can I say?
Okay, goodness.
They're Brahma, he's a Brahmavadi. I mean,
it's a Leela.
He was the biggest pundit in that part of India practically. So it's the culture. I don't know. It was only more recently that they said we don't go to temples. And they were always going to temples. Arya Samaj started in the 1800s. We don't go to temples. Yes? Louder. My ear went half deaf the other day. I don't know if it's from the water or anything. But I cannot. It's working, no? It's on. Scream.
Just one comment on what Ishantara said was, I remember in Philadelphia there was these devotees of Lord Jagannath. They were from Puri, and they brought some deities of Lord Jagannath for me, actually, and just discussing with them, they're devotees of Lord Jagannath, but their statement was that ultimately we're all going to merge into nothing.
So, there's your answer.
But anyway, my question was, you mentioned Prabhupada had translated Ramananda Samvad before.
He wrote it in English, wasn't word for word, just he wrote it, summary study.
In English, and I guess what year? Or
late 50s, 60s, I'm not sure of the year. Mm-hmm. We didn't even know about it. It was Jagadguru Swami, now known as Narasingha Swami. He was somehow or other going in Prabhupada's room and he found it. Prabhupada never mentioned it, he forgot about it. Yeah. He published it. It's there. I had a copy. I lent it out. No, it's English. Totally English. Prabhupada wrote it in English. It's English. It's totally English. 100%. And Tripurari could probably get you a copy. He wrote it there, so it had to be in the early 60s. It was found in an old trunk. I can't remember the exact history. So, I remember hearing that they discovered something of Prabhupada's poem, adore ye, you bless it. And when they found that somehow, Prabhupada said, oh, I thought that was lost. You found it. Because it was somehow where they found it. I don't know. In London, in the British Museum. It was in the British Museum. So, go figure. Anything else?
Yes, Prabhu. It is said that Brahmanas are supposed to know Brahma. I believe that
Brahma janiti iti Brahmana.
Right. Does that mean that Brahman realization is supposed to be at the minimum level of realization?
Yeah, a minimal level. We're still trying to get to the minimum.
This is something, Tripurari sent me a quote, because I was asking certain questions about Satya.
About what?
Satya Goon. He sent me a quote by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He said, the happiness of Satya Goon emanates from the soul itself. Because something you said set that off in my mind, the connection. This gentleman, this Prabhu was talking about what is Brahman. That the Brahmana is on the Brahman platform, and that's why it's like a jumping off place into spirituality, because it's actually on that. And a Brahmana, it's a real Brahmana, doesn't, well, I won't say, but one of the characteristics sometimes that he never thinks about maintaining or saving or anything, and at the end of the day, all charity he receives, that's extra, he gives away because he has complete faith that from the source, from Brahman, everything he needs will be provided. That's a real Brahmana. And he's on the Brahma-Bhuta platform.
Well, Prabhupada was a pure Brahmin, and he did keep savings. And Rupa and Sanatan, when they distributed the wealth, they gave certain percentage to the Brahmanas, certain percentage to family members. They kept some even. But then when they became Paramahansa Babaji's, like when Sanatan Goswami was traveling with the Ishan, the servant, he was keeping the 8 coins, and they gave 7 of them to that hotel keeper who said, "Oh, that's good you gave him, because I would have had to have killed you for it." Because he had some mystic friend who knew how many. But then Sanatan said, "You still have another one, don't you?" He said, "Take it and get out of here." So Sanatan wasn't keeping. Yes?
With the Brahmin mentions in that verse 18:54, Mad Bhaktim Labhate Padam. So the Labhate means that he has access now for pure devotional service from the Brahma Buddha platform. So that's one thing. And then there's another verse that popped in my mind, a couple words, Kalu Sudra Sambhava. That Kalo.
Shudra Sambhava. Everyone's born a Sudra.
That's the Buddha. And then Vishuddha Sattva is all pervading, and that's where Krishna is all the time. So Krishna is present all the time everywhere in its Vishuddha Sattva platform. And when one
Vishuddha is a Vishuddha
platform, Sattva. So when the devotee purifies himself to also be on that Vishuddha Sattva platform, he's connected with Krishna everywhere. Because Krishna is everywhere, he just needs to.
Andantarasta paramano chantarastam govindam adipurusham tamam.
It's like you have a phone with a SIM card, you know. There's all these vibrations everywhere here. There's all the vibrations, radio, TV, ham radio, all the cell phones. All these are in the air. You don't see any of them. You just have to have the device to be able to get the right vibration. You turn your radio, your phone has a particular one. So Krishna, he's on Vishuddha Sattva, so you just attune your heart to the Vishuddha Sattva platform and you make the
path. Yeah, no big deal. Just get up early in the morning, chant all many, many rounds, come to all the kirtan.
The chanting is the tuning process.
Like Prabhupada created an atmosphere, a Vaikuntha atmosphere, that everyone could just jump in. Vaikuntha Namagraha Namashesha Gamana, unlimited sins are destroyed just by chanting. All right, that's it. Hari Bol. Oh, yeah. Nirapeksha Manim Shantam Nirvairam Samadarshanam Anubhajam Nyaham Nityam Puye Ye Shantri Renubi. Nirapeksham, what's English? Scroll it down. Scroll it. Just another little bit. With the dust of my devotees' lotus feet, I desire to purify the material worlds which are situated within me. Thus, I always follow the footsteps of my pure devotees who are free from all personal desire, wrapped in thought of my pastime peaceful without any feelings of envy and of equal disposition everywhere. 11, something, what is it? 11, 14, 16. Nirapeksham. Nirapeksham monim shantum. Always. Nirvairam samadarshanam. This verse is the one that was quoted by Gaurakishore Das Babaji. Or some. They were going to drag his feet in the dust of the Dham. Drag his body, he said, when he. And he quoted that. I think. Nirvairam samadarshanam. Anubhajam maham.